For 22 years, I have signed off Read to Lead with the line, lead with your best self. It implies the obvious. Often we lead with something other than our best self. This closer implies quite intentionally that in some sense, we have multiple selves. My friend and coach Kathy Raines introduced me to Shirzad Shamin, a thinker who's developed a very useful method to help identify and unleash the best self. He's reduced much of my thinking on the central need to lead the leader, i.e. to lead yourself, to this basic premise. Your mind can be your best friend, and your mind can be your worst enemy. Shamin taught at Stanford and founded the Coach Training Institute, the largest coach training and certification program in the world. He offers a great introduction to his work in a TEDx Stanford talk you can find online and in his book, Positive Intelligence. At his website, Positive Intelligence, two simple tools that will take you just 5 minutes maximum to complete will immediately take this TED Talk and the book ideas and personalize them, making them quite vivid for you. I'd love to hear your experience if you do this. In 10 years of teaching at Cal Berkeley, one line has become my go-to as I invite students to lead the leader, i.e. lead themselves. And that line is, awareness creates options. I'm finding Shamin's work to be the best I've read to create awareness about how I can, and when and why I don't, lead with my best self. P.S. Everything old is new again. In a poem attributed to Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, he wrote, "There was a little girl who had a little curl right in the middle of her forehead. When she was good, she was very good indeed. But when she was bad, she was horrid." I love that the little curl is in the middle of her forehead. It's as if it splits the brain into her best friend and her worst enemy. And it's a curl, not a straight lock, which offers or portends a certain mystery.